Number 7B.
Yes, again, seeing the first four of Principle, Life, Truth, and Love, you encounter, so to say, God's power. And you say to yourself, as Principle, I can't run away. I can't be a donor. I see that Principle is imperative. Therefore, at the point of life, you even begin to realize, it's still a realization, begin to realize that the life power is irresistible, is irrepressible. It's no use to go against it. Then you come to truth, and you begin to realize again that if you go against the Christ, the truth just grinds to power everything that goes against it. It's still one point further. And you've come to love, and you begin to realize, and that Principle, Life, Truth goes on and on and on, as long until we give in. It enforces us to accept the Christ idea. Yes? Now we come to the objective sense and say, now, how does it objectify itself? How does that resistance of the first four objectify itself? And it objectifies itself as suffering. You can say quite rightly, you can say yes, and then when we suffer, we really go back. But when we go back to the Christ idea, we go into the other columns. You shift over into the second column. You see? And you begin to reform. If you give in through suffering. So suffering is an objective means, for instance, to bring us on our knees. Say, all right, now, dear God Almighty, I give in. Now you have won. And so you shift over to the other column. Yeah? This power impact comes to us at the point of spirit, we experience what? How does it objectify itself? Our resistance. As chaos, as crisis, as chemicalization, these are the terms that are there. See, it's no more order, but it's now the very opposite of order, what we experience. We really experience that chaos, that anarchy, that crisis, chemicalization, all that we begin to experience. Things just go wrong at that point. Things just don't fit anymore. So you get another symptom of the Christ idea at work. See, that's always what we have to see now. Can you see, from a metaphysical standpoint, everybody would say, I suffer, I chemicalize, I'm in a deep crisis. From a metaphysical point, they would say, this is all animal magnetism. And they are right and wrong at the same time. But the way they mean it is wrong. Namely, they mean that there was animal magnetism at work that brought them suffering or a crisis. Whereas we see that it is the Christ idea at work that through love does not let us go. That through love says, I want to save you. And if you don't give in, you experience that as suffering or as chemicalization. So it is the Christ idea that brings these about. Naturally, insofar they are right, that it only happens because we resist the Christ, and that's naturally the Antichrist. That's animal magnetism. So the suffering has not been brought forth immediately, as an immediate object of animal magnetism, but as an immediate object of the Christ idea. Yeah. Well, this should be clear. We should see. We are very much helped if we begin to make that term, and say No more in the future when something goes wrong. This is animal magnetism. If he would say, this is the Christ, it would be a much greater help, because we like the Christ fundamentally. And we know that the Christ only wants to do something good to us, never something evil to us. We may not like that good. That's true. We may not like it, so we resist it. But fundamentally we know that the Christ will always win, and therefore the sooner we bend our knees, the better. But what a difference, can you see, to go through the day and feel if things come up that are not nice, that disturb us, that chemicalize us, that the first idea is, this is the Christ. This is not animal magnetism. This is not personal. This is not place. This is not thing. This is not the nation. This is not the government. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the Christ idea that wants to welcome us. And we don't open the door. But the Christ idea wants to give us something much, much bigger than what we are wanting to accept. And therefore, we should be freer in that situation and say, all right, let the Christ idea have its chance. Give the Christ idea a chance. It wants to manifest itself. And then it's much, much easier than if we say it's animal magnetism, and then we begin to fight it. Instead of accepting it. See, that's, I think, what the theologians usually begin teach, though they may not see it the way we see it, but there is something in it. Theologians always say yes to whatever comes to you. I don't know if you have that saying also in the American theology, that they say if you get sick, say yes, don't fight it. Huh? They mean it's something from God. Say yes to it and then try to make the best of it. But the metaphysician says no to it first instead of yes. He should say yes to it and then say where the mistake is that he does not want to accept that Christ idea. That's wrong. Yeah? Exactly. Yes. See, we can't fight an error with the human mind or with another error. Huh? We can only get rid of an error through the truth. So the truth is the Christ idea here. Huh? So you go to the Christ idea and flow through the Christ order. And in that measure, as we do that, we are relieved of all the at last column. Yes. Well, you see, that's something that we will have to learn more and more, and which perhaps is shown forth even clearer next week when we take recapitulation. See, that we begin to reason much more in categories than in specific ideas. Usually one says, well, we handle a specific problem through a specific idea, which is the truth about that lie. Well, that's true, but that's metaphysics. That's not science. We must take a further step and see that we are beginning to think in categories, not in isolated ideas, but in whole categories, like the category of the world, or the category of the Christ, or the category of the Christianity, or the category of science, which is a greater simplification, an even further simplification, because all these problems then that arise here as suffering or as chemicalization and so on, they all can be brought back just to one category, the resistance to the Christ idea. This is naturally also the new consciousness that is coming up in the world, namely to think structurally instead of atomistically. If we deal with suffering through soul, we handle it atomistically. If we handle suffering through the whole Christ order and see its place, value, as resistance to the Christ order, then we begin to think in categories, and only in categories, which is a terrific simplification, and which we will see in the chapter on recapitulation, that chapter recapitulation just is thinking in terms of Word, Christ, Christianity, and science, and only secondary here and there through the seven synonymous terms, which is a great step forward, a terrific step forward. All right, so we had in soul perhaps suffering or pain or things like that. Then in spirit, we had crisis, chemicalization, chaos, yes, just the opposite of the order, the opposite of the hierarchical order. And now when we come to the last box, in mind, we can ask ourselves now, what happens there? What sign and symbol? We are only always looking out of the symptoms that come up. What are now here the symptoms that come up? What could we say here? Just what we said before, friend. Yes, yes. We could call it basic animal magnetism. Yes. What do you mean with basic animal magnetism? I think you are right.
As opposed to fancy, I guess. Not in our own thinking.
Absolutely. Bluntly animal magnetism. Yes. Yeah. Well, what we really have here is what we said before. I think at the point of mind, you see, the counterfeit of mind is animal magnetism, that we begin to realize here as an objectification that we say, well, what happens is animal magnetism. We have that suffering or crisis and so on, all the bad symptoms, we call it animal magnetism, instead of calling it the Christ idea. Here we have that basic sense. But here we really have the clue to the whole thing and see, oh, well, every time the Christ idea wants to bless us and we are fool enough not to accept it and therefore are going through a period of suffering, we call that very Christ idea the Antichrist instead of the Christ. That's the pith, really, of the whole column here. Think of it, what we would achieve if we would really see through that right away and stay with it. But instead of always pinning something down to animal magnetism, we first should pin it down to the Christ idea at work and say yes to it, as the theologians say, and accept it. Say, okay, that's fine. Now, finally, I have been woken up. I have been shaken up. I had a good shaking up to see that I was resisting a divine idea. And that would be a terrific blessing. So we would never call such a crisis, such a suffering, a sickness and anything, just bluntly animal magnetism. We would call it the Christ idea at work. Wouldn't we? We would. Yeah. Or else we would accept that there are two causes in being. Yes, that's the last column. I just flow through it again, just to perhaps to bring out the tonality of it. That last column, we said, is showing what happens to us if we resist the Christ idea as translating itself from God to man. The very first thing we will encounter is that we see that we can't sidestep it, that we can't evade it, that the divine principle is apodictical, is imperative. will suddenly then see that it's no use to go against it. Not only, you see, in principle, perhaps we try to evade it, but in life we try to go against it, to suppress the Christ idea, so it's a life sense there. And so we begin to realize, no, after all, life is irrepressible, is irresistible. It's no use to put obstacles in the way of life. Then we come to truth and begin to see that truth doesn't spare any error, that it is not possible to hang on to any error, that finally truth will always crush it to powder, will always destroy it. So it's no use to think, well, we can go along with the Christ idea and a little bit, we can have a little bit of error going along. We always will find out there comes a time when the day of truth comes and where we begin to see that the Christ truth just doesn't leave any error undestroyed. Which brings us to the point of love, which says, oh, even if I don't like that destroying of error, I still have to see that love is at the helm, that love wants us to be safe. And in order that it wants us to be safe, love is forcing on us the salvation. It's a very enforcing sense that we feel, and so love wants to save us. We have that insight, the subjective insight into that, then also we can see that objectively the resistance that we have put up mentally against the Christ idea shows itself forth objectively, shows itself forth as sickness, as suffering, as pain, as irritation, as inflammation and things like that. Everything that is not of the nature of soul. And it also shows, therefore, that when suffering starts, that everything gets out of gear, that we are in a state of crisis or in disorder, and that everything doesn't fit anymore, everything does no more cooperate with each other, that there is something out of gear, that spirit, disorder. And then, at the last point, we come to the insight that we should not call these symptoms of suffering, crisis, animal magnetism, but we really should call it the Christ idea. That we should not misname the symbols. Yes? Okay. Does that make sense now? And you can see that every time we encounter such a symptom in our life, we can say, oh, this belongs to the Christ idea. Yeah. Well, that show us those categories and subcategories of the Christ. Now, we can ask ourselves naturally something, namely, if we experience the last column in our life, at one point or the other, then naturally we don't need to go through the whole column if we don't want to. We can at any point give in, you see, and accept the Christ idea. Therefore, at every point you can be in the last column, wherever you want, but if you have the insight that we are on the wrong track, we can go to the next column, on the left, and accept it, and then naturally the whole rest of it does not need to happen. So if I begin to realize that the principle is imperative and that I can't evade it, that there is no way to get away from it, then perhaps even at that point I give in already. And I say, all right, I give in, therefore I let it happen. And you come to the column of letting it happen. So it is not so that we feel we first have to suffer it through, that we have to go all along with the Antichrist until we have, until we have got the full and plenty. There is a way to back out at every point. At every point where we feel the Christ impact, giving us discomfort, we can say, oh, something is wrong. What is wrong? And you go right away from that standpoint and you accept either divinely subjective standpoint or the standpoint of letting it happen. So there is no curse, so to say, on resisting the Christ, and then you have to suffer it right through. There is always what the Bible says, what the prophets always would say, my hand is still stretched out. My hand is still stretched out. But whatever Israel was suffering and going through, God said to them, at any point you can come back. I haven't withdrawn my help. I haven't withdrawn my hand. You, at every point, you can hold on to me and return to the Lord. Yeah. Also, I think what we see here now very clearly is why Mrs. Eddy says that we either make progress either through science or suffering. Here you have it very clearly brought out. We can go the way of science, that would be the first column on the left, or we can go the way of suffering, that would be the last column on the right, but both columns are the Christ order. So it is our choice which standpoint we choose and from where we go out. So it is either through science or suffering. Yes. Oh, we have only 4 minutes left. Is there any question about it to fill in the time? Another 4 minutes or so. Yes? The soul in which a category? Oh, yes. That's another good point you bring up. You see, you can see also how you can read that chart horizontally. Same principle, if you read it horizontally, you say, if I start out from principle and see that principle has within itself all the potentialities to express itself and wants to express itself, then humanly I can say, all right, I accept that as my authority. You come to our authority. And if I resist it, it still will be an imperative power that comes to me. Will not fade away. Or you have in life, first the dynamic power, the power of the fatherhood of God, the dynamic power, which does what if we accept it? It generates within us all the new life and says, you can't resist it. You can't go against it. It's so powerful that it is irresistible. Or you go to truth and you see there that from the point of view of truth itself, truth is that working power that knows already all, that is the power of the divine consciousness that knows all ideas and therefore has in the human dominion over everything, which says, and if you resist it, or all that which resists it, will therefore be destroyed, will be crushed to powder. Or you come to love, where you see, from the absolute standpoint, love says, I am fully committed to my job. I want really to save everybody, the saving power, and if they resist it, it doesn't matter, I will still be the saving power and enforce it on them until they don't resist it anymore. Or you come now to soul, which you have asked, the soul which says in soul that the whole of God is always identified at every point in our experience, because the whole translates itself to every point of any experience, and therefore It comes to every experience as a reforming power. It begins to reform, to exchange the wrong for the right. And if we resist that reformation, that power of reformation, we will just have suffering. Or you get to spirit, and we see there that actually in being, spirit is that hierarchical power that orders everything into perfect structure, and therefore comes to us as a purifying power, taking away from us everything that does not belong to that ordering power. And if we resist it, we get into a crisis, into a chemicalization. Or in mind, you have the power of manifestation, that the Christ says, I am the one mind, I manifest myself always as true ideas, and they come to you humanly as enlightened thought. Here you have thought again, as enlightened thought, as a correcting power perhaps, as a healing power perhaps, which would show that if you resist that, you shouldn't call then your sickness animal magnetism. You really should call it resisting the Christ idea. That's how you can read it horizontally. So in that way you always find your true place. All right.